this is just the beginning, it's just the foundation. And if you don't effectuate a change, if you don't perfect yourself, if you don't follow all of the mitzvahs and all of the reminders, then it will fade away like anything else. It'll be just a minimal experience, like people experience miracles, foxholes. There's no atheist in the foxhole. People go through tremendous experiences and they, where they were on the verge of being killed. Soldiers, you see the craziest set of circumstances, they were somehow saved and all their comrades died and then convinced that it's a miracle. Convinced that it's a miracle. You've heard this, you've all heard people who are convinced that it has to be a miracle. Does this mean that 5 years later they're living perfected lives? Because at the moment they were convinced, they gave tremendous hodeah, tremendous praise, acknowledgement, thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they were convinced that their whole life was going to be changed. So the question is, if a person experiences an event which creates a very powerful sense that God has done something for him, and in that moment of time, he's fully convinced, committed that he's going to keep the Torah, and so on and so forth. Is that, can we, on the basis of that, can we be sure that 5 years later this person will be living a righteous existence? No. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. The key question is, what does he do with the experience? If he allows that experience to just operate on its own, and it'll fade away. Because it's not, there's no automatic change. The old, the structure of a human being and all of his emotional desires and his fears, everything, unless it's going to be upgraded, reoriented on the basis of the knowledge, then he's going to be the same person, and the effect will wear off. So the effect of Sinai can wear off too. But it never wore off in terms of the nation. It never wore off because it became a permanent fixture in the life of the nation. So therefore, how is that possible? Now, is the nation living up? Is it aware of its own history? Is it living up to the implications of its own historical truth? Unfortunately, no. There's always been, there is a second. I mean, those are the ones that can tell. There is a second. But that doesn't change anything. Because there's no way you can refute history. You can't change history. There's no way today that anybody can change the history of the United States that it did not originate from the Revolutionary War. It can't be changed. It's there. The testimony is there. It's established. And no way it could be changed. You can't go back and change it. There's no way you can change the account of the event of Sinai.